Well, hey guys, Mark Edward Davis here with Marina Kugu. Marina, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. As you can see, I continue a celebration, and me and Santa, we are very happy about this.
Well, me too. I love the tree, and I love our little spinning tree. It's been a lot of fun. By the way, I got to tell you, last week when we did this talk was so meaningful and helpful to so many guys, and I really appreciate the time you took to think it through, to come up with such a great outline, and we didn't want to hurry it. So I know there was more material than we got through last week, and I'm just very excited to go through this tonight because I know we're going to get a lot more of the same. And again, I thank you, and it's neat to me as having started Dream Connections and really realizing the wonderful people that are drawn to us because we're trying to do the right thing, and you're certainly one of the most wonderful people I've ever had a chance to work with, and it's been my joy. So thank you for all the work you do for the guys and for us here to make their dreams come true.
Thank you very much for these wonderful words. I can tell you that this job is actually a dream job for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud to do what I do and with your help and to help you.
No, it's great, and it shows. Well, let's pick it up. Last week, we went through a series of things that the men do to screw up, and we talked about the easy fixes in most cases that are available to men who don't fully understand what's going on, project themselves into things that they're not understanding what's going on the woman's side. They assume everything's based on the way they would do it. And in so many ways that we can, you know, help correct that just with a little bit of easy coaching and you know, people involved like us, the translator, the people who can give them a timeout. So I think the guys got that message, and it was really good material. The illustrations were great, and I want to thank you for all that preparation. This week is something that goes on the other side of the curtain that's so important, because for a guy to win, you know, he really has to understand, as much as it's impossible to fully know, but to understand what's going on in a woman's mind. And we sort of jokingly say that because even women can't figure out everything going in all women's minds. But there are basic needs, as you put it, you've got an outline here of basic needs for women in a relationship. So guys, pay attention, because getting this under your belt, you are going to so much more easily glide into helping meet those needs and then understanding also how women can mess that up on their sides. We beat you guys up last week, and this side we're going to kind of go to the other side of the equation. So why don't you start off wherever you want to, and let's go through your outline.
Okay. First of all, I wanted to say that women, they are in charge of everything which is connected with the relationships. She is the core of relationships. That is why she feels like she's responsible for everything which is going on in relationships. That is why for her it's very important to deal with everything which is going on with all emotional side of relationships, and that is why she takes this all so seriously. For women, especially for a woman with a classy gender roles in relationships, it's very important to feel herself complete as a woman, and the only way how she can feel herself complete is to be in relationships. It's very important to understand that. That is why when I was getting ready for this webinar, for this dialogue, yes, I was very surprised. But once you analyze profiles of guys and of ladies, you can see that the lady has bigger quantity of basic needs in relationships than a man. Maybe because this part of life is so important for the ladies. I can say that for men it's also very, very much important, but for the lady it's like, maybe I can even say this in loud words, that this is one of the meanings of her life, yes, to create to relationships and to take care of the emotional level of these relationships. So the basic needs of women in relationships, according to our analysis of their profiles, yes, it's first of all that she needs to feel protected, to be behind the wall, to feel safe. And we were talking about this last time, that sometimes the only thing that you have to be saved from is actually from yourself, from your emotions. I'm talking about the lady, yes?
Right.
Sometimes you just have to protect her, not from the, I don't know, problems in her life. Sometimes you have to understand that women are so emotional that you have to save her from this from time to time. When she comes back from her job, she talks through all her problems emotionally, not because she wants you to listen to this and to give some kind of solution to this or to save her from these problems. It's because this is the only way how she will understand the situation, is after she talks through the situation in her emotional way of dealing with this. That is why it's very important to understand this need and to take it as it goes, just to understand women and emotional, you cannot just separate this, you know? It's very important.
It's the same word, woman, emotion, it's all from the same Greek word, I'm sure, somewhere.
Yes, Mark, thank you for understanding. Also, number two, she needs you to like her as she is, with all her good qualities and bad qualities, with her emotional ups and downs. And this is very important to understand, that you know, that psychologically men and women, they have different perception of themselves, and a woman, she doesn't take her the way she is, as usually men do. She needs to the only way how she understands what kind of woman she is when she hears about this from another man, from a man she is in relationship with. That is why it's very important for you to talk to her with the help of the compliments, to remind her about how beautiful she is every day, because without this, she loses the confidence in herself. This is very, very important. One of the needs of a woman to meet in relationships, to be in relationships with the man who will take her the way she is. Because what's going on in the head of a woman, you better not know this, but she is never satisfied with herself. That is especially with connected with appearance. It's very, very important. When she looks at the mirror, a man and a man looks at the mirror and he thinks, cool, I look nice today. It's very good that I go to the gym. A woman, a perfect looking Ukrainian woman, can you imagine how many complexes and problems with being self-assurance they have? She just comes up to the mirror to look at all the defects of her face, of her hair, of her makeup, of her body. And this is very funny, because the guy who comes from another country to Ukraine, he says, wow, you have wonderful women. But the way these women look at themselves, it's terrible, you know? And the only way how you can prove her that she is beautiful and she deserves of the all the compliments you tell her, is to tell her about this every single day. You have to remember this. This is actually one of our needs, a basic needs of women, basic needs in relationships.
Wow.
Yeah.
Verbal affirmation. Tell her.
Yeah.
And guys, by the way, I know that in our cultures, it's a little bit different, because sometimes when, you know, Maureen, and you know this now, you've been coaching for over 5 years and beyond, but for American women got into this place of being defensive, not all of them, but many, where to compliment them on their beauty means you don't appreciate their soul, like as if all you see is the outside and you don't care about getting to know the real person. You're a shallow person to compliment somebody on beauty. And guys, if I could tell you, there is nothing further from the truth. When you talk to women over there, they put time and effort into looking good. And to complement that, I want to put an equivalent for men. So men, I want you to get your arms around this. Let's imagine you just went and you had your car repainted. You put your money into this thing. You went and you did it yourself. You had it in the shim, and you brought it out 2 weeks later, and you drove it around, and nobody said a word about it. You would just be like, Oh my gosh. And somebody goes, oh my, hey, that's a beautiful car. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Do you like that? Yeah, you know, and you would come to life. Please understand that's the way it is for the women. They, every day, they put an hour, 2 hours into stepping out that door looking good, you know, in I'm speaking overseas specifically. And so when somebody will say, wow, you look good, it's like, thank you, thank you, thank you. This was a lot of work. And most of the time, the women over there, there's so many of them that are, that put so much in their beauty that it's ignored. I mean, there are times we've walked the streets and seen a huddle of Ukrainian guys standing together, ah, you know, yeah, like this. You know, I make fun of them. I have fun making fun of them. I do a good Ukrainian guy. But and you have this woman walk by him, and all of us, you know, guys in the West, we're like, oh, our jaws are dropped like this. You watch Ukrainian guys, they don't even stop talking. Not a thing, nothing, nada. And so for you guys to simply say and be specific, that, you know, you look beautiful. That combination, those colors, that dress, your eyes, your hair, what, you know, all, whatever, pick something. And it'll make her, it's like that water to the dry sponge. It's like, oh, thank you. So I'm just saying, get over your culture in the West. It will be appreciated there, and because it's honest. I mean, hey, if anything you did, you put that much effort into, you expect somebody to notice it. And if they didn't, you'd be like, is it just me? Does somebody not notice that I have a bright green car? You know, because I do. And then, you know,
Mark, you have a wonderful car.
Thank you. I love my little bright green car. It's awesome. And it does get noticed a lot. But no, guys, really, it's true what she's saying. And so get over your don't bring your baggage from your home country with you when you come there. Feel free to just say the obvious. Wow, you look beautiful today, and be genuine.
Okay, so the next one of the most important basic needs in relationships, it may sound strange, but she needs to feel respect to her women activities. By saying women activities, I'm talking about hobbies, about her habits, mm-hmm. about her meeting with her girlfriends, her relatives, and stuff like that. About, you know, it is so important because here, especially in Ukraine, Ukrainian men are laughing about stuff like that. They can say to a Ukrainian lady like, oh, you're going to a meeting with your foolish friends again. They're just talking about clothes and, I don't know, makeup and funny movies. I don't understand them. They're stupid. But this is actually very offensive. In relationships, a woman, she is like a charger. She wants to charge her man every moment of her being next to her man in relationships. She does it by inspiring him, by making the house comfortable and cozy, by putting some part of her soul, her love, into the food which she serves to him, she brings to him, you know, and everything like that. She does it in all details, but like any type of a charge, she needs to be recharged. And the only way how we do this, how women do this, is doing some small funny women activities which men probably even never understand, and they don't have to understand. The only thing which is important is that this brings her back to life. It gives her more energy. So if she needs to go to a meeting with friends, you have to understand that. Don't feel jealous or just upset. It's just because she needs to talk to someone about some stupid girlish book which you will never understand the meaning of, you know. And if you're going to share this interest with your, at least it would sound funny or awkward. Probably men and women should have their small, activities, differences, yeah. hobbies, yeah. and stuff like that. This makes us different, and it's so interesting. Yes, and for example, if she wants to go to a spa or shopping, which is very charging for us, or just to go out to nature and just to, you know, to inspire by looking at this wonderful sky, trees, and or talking to your girlfriends, or playing with the animals. up the lady, and this is very important. So this is very important to be respectful to these little things which make bring her back to life. It's not because relationships are exhausting, no, but a woman wants to put everything, every part of herself or of herself to make these relationships be wonderful, perfect, you know. And especially when you're in family life and you have kids, you know, and all this daily routine she has to deal with, it's very important to have something on herself, even to read a silly women magazine. It's very important from time to time to come back to these things.
Oh, it's good. No, I appreciate that. And guys, you know, my wife does that for me. She lets me go play poker and have a cigar, and she's not into those things. I don't know why, but she's so happy that it makes me happy, you know. So do the same thing for them. That makes sense. Good advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one of the next basic needs of women in relationships, she needs to feel gratitude. Mm. The simple words, thank you, it's very important. Especially here in Ukraine, we have this kind of situation when a woman is sitting with kids, doesn't go to job the first years of a kid's life, yes? And some men can tell her, can blame her, like, look, you're not doing any kind of self-development. You're just sitting at home and taking care of kid and house, and that's all. Actually, it's very tough job. It's very difficult to do all these little things to make your life feel so complete, to make your house feel so cozy. And some men, they easily forget about this life when you're single and you live in an empty house with no light or soul inside, and you don't care what you're eating because you're eating somewhere or you're eating something which doesn't have any kind of taste. Yes, you're getting used to all these good small things very easily. So it's very easy to forget about being grateful for this kind of stuff, to say these little things. And a woman, when she does something like that, when she buys a new curtain and you don't pay attention to this, she can be very offended because she must have spent, I don't know, hours to choose the best curtains to make your house look even more cozy. And she was taking her time and energy to do this. That is why it's very, very important to be attentive. No matter what she does, whether she made a nice meal for you or she made something nice for your apartment or she arranged some kind of, I don't know, meeting with the relatives for you guys. She does everything with a thought of how to make your life look even more beautiful, even more convenient, comfortable, and cozy for you. And the only thing she expects to receive backwards is these two words, thank you. And the more you appreciate that, the more you tell not just thank you, but thank you for doing my house cozy today, for this wonderful date, or I don't know, for ironing my shirt today, this is wonderful, or just thank you for spending this day with me again together and making my life complete after I met you. This is very important to say through all these little things to show your appreciation. She will be inspired to continue to make your life the same magical and cozy and wonderful again and again. And it's very important not to forget about this, these things.
No, it's true. And in fact, I was just reminded of something. You know, I'm always trying to relate this to men. We're talking relationship stuff. Sometimes guys are a little dense. We don't get it. But guys, if you guys are taking management training classes, there's a phrase in management, they say, what gets rewarded gets done. And by that, it's like if you're in a company and all of a sudden they announced a prize, you know, the one who's the top salesman gets a free trip to Hawaii, but it's only for selling the XYZ widget. Guess what? Everybody's only selling the XYZ widget. So the thing to tell you in relationships is when you have somebody that does something loving for you, to say thank you and show gratitude is giving a reward. They did something and they got a positive response from it. And so if you want to see more of something, be thankful for it. Make them glad they did it, and they'll be happy to do more. It's just a principle of life. It applies anywhere. So I think it's just a good piece of advice all the way around. You know, somebody does something nice for you of any kind, to say thank you, and you'll get more of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And one more basic needs. These are not all, but the ones which we came through the profiles of the ladies, or the ladies I was talking to get ready for this webinar. And these are the most repeated ones, which means probably the most important. So the last one I wanted to talk about is she feels the need in the romantic gestures. Please correct me if I use the wrong word, the deeds of value, correct? At least from time to time, you have to behave like a real knight, the same like you used to behave when you were a real gentleman at the beginning of relationships.
Valor.
Yeah.
Yes. The acts of valor of the knight, the noble romantic gestures.
Yes. It can be not so maybe noble romantic, you know. Maybe it can be more, I don't know, close to our time of living. But what every lady needs, yes, is a little bit of romance in relationships, a little bit of gesture of attention and appreciation for everything she does for you, or how she makes your life feel more complete and wonderful. So at the beginning of relationships, once you want to win her heart, guys usually do this, but afterwards, later on, the ladies tell me that he doesn't behave like that anymore. I really miss this.
No, this is a really good point, because also the relationship changes, and I resist the notion that you know, as you get older, you get into this quiet state of the relationship where it's not as, you know, crap, baloney. You know, my wife and I are just as nuts as ever, but I'm trying to think of the specific examples of things we carry on, because they're a little different. When you're dating, you don't have as many permissions in the person's life to do all the same things you do when you're married. But when you're in a relationship, like for instance me now in a relationship and marriage, the ways that I want to communicate love and affection to you know, stop her, just hold her, or she's sitting doing something, just come over and kiss her on the forehead. It fits the same principle of the woman's heart. In my book, I talk about the three aspects that are the core desires of a woman's heart. And the first one is to feel pursued. And by saying pursued, what I mean is she's worthy of your attention. She has captivated you. She has done something to capture your attention. And you stop and you go, wait. Okay, out of all the people in the world, something about you fascinates me. I want to get to know you more. And every little thing you do in dating is your way of stopping your world to say, wait, I don't know what it is about you. You've got my attention. I've got to get to know you more. And so as you mature in the relationship, you continue the same thing where you stop your world for a moment to say, there's still something about you that has my attention. So, you know, we're in the kitchen this morning. She's cleaning and doing something. I stop. I grab her by the shoulders and I say, shh, shh, shh. And, you know, just wrap her in that big hug and stop and give her a kiss on the cheek to, like, say, my world stops for you, just to acknowledge you and give you some affection and appreciation. So the principle is the same. Always making her feel pursued simply means you are worthy of me stopping for a moment to say, you captivate me and you have my attention, and I want you to know that you still have my attention.
Yes, Mark, this is wonderful what you say. It's the best example ever. And I can tell you that I really agree with this, that it doesn't have to be every time like an expensive gift or romantic, traveling somewhere together. Sometimes it can be very easy and simple, but it's an act. And I really like the idea someone told that love is not a noun, it's a verb, and actually you have to do this all the time, to to prove your love towards each other. And the wise people are not those ones who just fall in love at first sight and they have this bright passion, but the ones who make these small acts towards each other in relationships every day. And yes, we have so many examples and of our couples when at the very beginning they came, especially a lady, she goes on a date with a guy just because she doesn't want to sit alone at home tonight, and she doesn't think that this type is actually her type of a man she wants to create a relationship with. But the way he behaves and the way she feels when she's with him, she feels so safe and so relaxed, and she gets used to these feelings. And then she starts looking at him and thinking, wow, I didn't notice, but he is a real kind of man. This is actually what love does, this real love, yes, which is get together from little pieces of steps towards each other. And this is very interesting. We are talking about these romantic gestures right now, that yes, women, they really want to feel this even after you're married and you have children and you have so many problems to deal with in your relationships. But to love each other doesn't mean that your passion disappeared and love is gone. No, you can always do something towards each other, and these steps towards each other, they will all together make this puzzle created a serious romantic relationships full of love and mutual understanding. So these are actually the basic needs of a woman in relationships. I wanted to touch and to talk through. Maybe it will help someone.
All right. No, that's good stuff.